even when we cause God humongous grief with our dumb choices, He still welcomes us back with open arms. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. There's a good chance that you've heard the story in the New Testament of the prodigal son and how his father welcomes him back with open arms. The connection I never made before was how Esau from the Old Testament was a lot like the father. I think of Esau as a foolish man, ruled more by his stomach than his heart or his brains. But today's author sees something a little different in Esau, and it's something we could definitely benefit from too. Our story today is called Esau and the Prodigal Son by Mary Rosendahl. When I think of Esau, I picture a smelly, hairy, revenge-seeking man from Genesis 27. As the firstborn twin of Isaac and Rebekah, he is tricked and mistreated by his younger brother, Jacob. One day, Esau is very hungry after going on a long hunting trip and getting nothing. Jacob sees how hungry Esau is and offers to trade him his inheritance for a bowl of soup. Esau makes a rash decision and agrees. Later, Jacob dresses up like Esau and tricks their elderly father into giving him Esau's blessing. When their mother Rebekah realizes that Esau is planning to get revenge on Jacob and kill him, she sends Jacob far away. I've always imagined that over the years of separation, Esau harbors hatred for his brother, and I'm not surprised at Jacob's cautious approach when he returns home. However, as Jacob presents gifts to his brother and bows before him, Esau runs to meet him, embraces him, and throws his arm around his neck and kisses him. I'm struck by how similar Esau's greeting is to the father in the parable of the prodigal son. Both Jacob and the prodigal son had seriously messed up and left behind broken relationships that seemed irreparable, but they are both received with love, grace, and generosity. The words used in Genesis 33, verse 4, to describe Esau's reception of Jacob are almost identical to the way Jesus describes how the father receives the prodigal son in Luke 15, 20. The father in Jesus' parable is a picture of God and how he longs to welcome back his lost children. I never really thought of Esau as a picture of God, but Jacob did. He told Esau in Genesis 33, 10, "I have seen your face, and it is like seeing God's face, since you have accepted me." God desires to welcome back those who have left him and even hurt him. In fact, that's why Jesus went to the cross. We've all sinned against God. When we rejected his love and turned away from him, it grieved him, but he still loved us so much that Jesus came to die for our sins and rise from the grave. He made the way for us to be forgiven and come home to him. He is gracious and forgiving, offering his generous blessings to those who humble themselves and return to him. And that's also how God calls his followers to treat each other with love, grace, and generosity. If we do that, we will reflect the face of God. Okay, let's dig into this devotion a little deeper. Can you think of a time when you experienced forgiveness, whether from another person or from God? What was that like? Can you think of a time you felt like you were far away from God? We all feel like this from time to time, but God longs to run to us and welcome us back home. If you've put your trust in Jesus, you can know that nothing will ever be able to separate you from God's love. We can read about that in Romans 8, 35 through 39. If you want to know more about this good news, then go to unlocked.org and tap Know Jesus in the menu, or go to the Unlocked app and find the Know Jesus section of the app. Is there someone in your life you're struggling to forgive? How could remembering all that God has forgiven us of, and how Jesus was willing to die on the cross to give us this forgiveness, help us extend forgiveness to others? Consider taking some time to read Genesis 33, 1 through 11, and Luke 15, 11 through 24, slowly. Do you notice any other similarities or differences between these two stories? Perhaps Jesus wanted his hearers to remember Esau and Jacob when he told the parable of the prodigal son. Maybe he wanted to show us that God's love is better than anything we've ever known, because when we compare Esau to the father of the prodigal son, we find some key differences. Like number one, Esau experiences an attitude change toward his brother. He goes from wanting to kill Jacob for stealing his blessing to embracing him. But the prodigal's father shows his son love and compassion from beginning to end. He even gives him his inheritance when he probably could have disowned him for asking for it. And he never brings up any of his son's wrongs. And number two, key difference. Jacob returns home with gifts to gain his brother's favor. But the prodigal son returns home with nothing because he's hit rock bottom. Instead, it's the father who provides the calf to celebrate his son's return and showers him with gifts. And number three, finally, Esau and Jacob don't seem to have a close relationship after their reunion, and in fact, their descendants are enemies. But the father and the prodigal son have a truly restored relationship. What questions do you have about these two passages? Who are trusted Christians in your life you could bring these questions to? Now, as you and I can read in Romans 15:7, accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praises to God. And take a closer look at what the Bible says in Genesis 33:1 through 11 and Luke 15:11 through 24 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. And if you have younger siblings and you want to help them grow closer to God too, we'll help them out with the free Keys for Kids devotional. Your parents can sign up for a free one-year subscription at keysforkids.org/getkeys. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. How a little spring cleaning isn't just for the swamp marsh under your brother's bed. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.